This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I didn't realize that Galesburg School District Superintendent John Asplund was here earlier this week on our morning program, but I thought we'd have him back again to talk about something that it seems like he's probably been talking about ad nauseum the last couple of days. The idea he put forth to the Galesburg School Board this week about more or less eliminating all of the registration and other related fees that parents have to pay for their kids, except the perhaps significant raising of one. So we want to get down to the bottom of it and let John Asplund answer some of those who've been pretty critical of all this. But just in case you haven't done it enough, John, just saying, thanks for coming in tonight nonetheless. First things first, let's talk about the proposal as a whole. I think, and I don't know that it was completely lost in the discussion over one fee, but you're more or less looking at eliminating almost every fee parents pay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the part that I was a little surprised at in the aftermath, and I suppose some of it was based on the big screaming headline at the top of the newspaper, but most of that discussion was about eliminating all other fees. So, you know, we felt like it was probably mostly going to be a feel-good story for most people because you wouldn't have to pay any registration fees whatsoever that were required.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned over the years is that we can turn any feel-good story into something that's awfully critical of someone else in a quick hurry. But that's a don't get me started on that. But you talk in broad terms about why you would want to eliminate most of these fees. I mean, especially, I know finances in the district are better than they used to be, but I guess you never know when the bottom's going to fall out, right?
Well, I guess we'd reach what we would consider to be a saturation point where we were looking at approximately 20% of our residents were the ones paying the fees. And so there had been a trend, for a number of years to increase fees, but it was increasing fees for fewer people because 80% of the people were either paying limited or no fees. And so 20% of the population was being asked to pay more and more and more. And
kind of the theory behind, I guess, when we've talked about school lunch in the past, you know, realigning things so that if successful, nobody has to pay for lunch.
Well, right, exactly. And so, you know, we started looking at what would be the argument of a parent who's saying, why shouldn't I just send my kid to private school if I'm going to be paying this much in fees to the school district? Mm-hmm. I could just pay that to a private school. We're like, well, yeah, there's a pretty decent argument at some point. And we felt like we'd kind of reached a tipping point on some of those things. So we just made the decision that even though we know we are foregoing some revenue, at the same time, there's a lot of effort and internal time spent on trying to track down people who owe money. And it was a barrier for people to register for school, and it was impacting where kids ended up going to school, and because some places filled up, and if you hadn't paid your fees, then you couldn't go to that school. If the spot had filled, then maybe you're going across town, and some of those things just got to be a point where we thought the negatives were outweighing the positives, and so we felt like this was a time where we could do this, where we could eliminate fees and really just make registration about just get your information in and you're done, and really try to encourage people to, move here because it's, you're not going to pay fees. And we know that that's not always true in a lot of the other districts. So we felt like this was something that would be good for us.
Is this something that other school districts have gone toward over the years?
No. I mean, not really that I'm aware of. I mean, obviously, I'm not intimately involved in all the other school districts, but I haven't seen a great movement to eliminate school fees all over the board. And we felt like, you know, we've had some strong voices on the board in the last few years. Some are still on the board and some have gotten off, but that were very much opposed to us having fees because it was just, it was a barrier for a lot of parents and it was creating a lot of problems. And so we felt like this was the time to try to take that step to eliminate those fees.
So if those fees are eliminated, you're telling me that it's not going to be a significant loss of income for the district.
No, I mean it is money. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I mean, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000. But in a $52 million budget, we felt like, this was trending in the direction of fewer people paying it. And so we knew that revenue was going to be going down anyway. So we felt like this was probably the chance to go ahead and just take the plunge and see if we could get by without that revenue.
Okay, then let's move to the other side of the equation here. You're not eliminating every fee. There's
No.
one that seems to be raising the ire of a lot of folks.
Right.
Here.
So we had two fees that we still were going to maintain. So we currently charge $230 if you want your child to take driver's education.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were recommending to move that fee to $250. So it was a $20 increase.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also then paired with substantially increasing the parking fee and moving that to $180. And that was the jumping off point. Now, if you watched the board video and you heard any of the discussion, there was definitely people on both sides of that issue on the board.
Yeah, it seemed like that was a pretty lukewarm at best response to that proposal.
Yeah, I mean, and that shows that, you know, we're trying to air those things out in public and make sure those discussions are done in public, that there's a lot of issues that happen that not all the board members agree with. And that's, you know, I always view that as really pretty much a good thing, that we're getting different viewpoints from the population in the school district to try to direct our actions going forward. And so there were definitely board members that said, hey, that seems like too much. We're going to have people parking in other areas that really aren't school parking, and we're going to burden the city. And, you know, those are things that, as we looked at it from a totality of fees, like you're probably going to end up paying less fees because we eliminated all other fees at the high school. If your kids are out for sports, you don't have to pay those anymore. You know, I mean, there's all sorts of things that we're talking about that the almost every parent would be paying less in fees, even if they elected to pay that fee. So that's why we felt like this was a place we could do it, because the parking lot does take a lot of money to maintain, and that those funds were going to go into a restricted account to just care for the maintenance of that lot.
And I want to go back to that in a minute, but going back real quickly to the idea of the first increasing the driver's ed fees, is it that expensive of a program to run? What does that money usually go toward?
Well, that money goes toward that money itself goes towards just offsetting the cost of driver's ed, you know, the cost of leasing cars, the cost of gas, the cost of the instructors. But, you know, that if we want to go with that, every class loses money because we're paying instructors. But
right.
but there's a lot more overhead with driver's ed, and there's, you know, a lot of trouble with getting kids driving during the year and having to pay some overtime for people to drive after school, before school, weekends, summers. Those costs really go up.
Do you compete at all with the private driving schools?
Yeah, we lose some people that send their students to private driving schools, and you know we're understanding of that. There are people that want to have their kids take driver's ed in the summer because they just don't want it to bog up their schedule during the school year, and that's a decision parents can make.
On that note, I'm going to pause right here and say we'll pick up this discussion at 5:40, and we'll talk about the one that seems to be raising the most ire in just a little bit. That's the increase in the parking lot fee. Grateful to have District 205 Superintendent John Asplund with us tonight. We'll come back and talk sports and business news. Big basketball night and a big business day, too. We'll talk about that, and again, we'll pick up with Dr. Asplund in about 20 minutes as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We talked in our first segment with District 205 Superintendent John Asplund about some of the proposed fee eliminations and one fee increase, the driver's ed fee at the high school going up a little bit. That's proposed. Again, we should say that the Galesburg School Board has not yet decided on the proposals. I imagine they will soon. The other, and I'm grateful that Dr. Asplund is still with us tonight, John, the one that seemed to be the biggest thing in terms of, I guess, the significance of the increase, among other things, was, again, the idea of increasing the fee to park on the parking lot at the high school. We talked a little bit about it before the break earlier, but if you could kind of one more time recap what that part of the proposal is.
Sure. That would be taking our parking fee, so to pay for a parking hanging tag or a sticker, up to $180 or $90 a semester. And that was done so that we could, that was recommended so that we could put those funds into a restricted account to help pay for the maintenance of that parking lot. As we said earlier in the first segment, it was not universally met with acclaim by the board. There were some that were in support of it and others that weren't. You know, another reason that we didn't really talk about in the first segment, another reason we felt like this was something that we could recommend was because this wasn't a required fee. So if you don't want to drive to school, or you don't plan to, or you can make other arrangements, or you can walk, or you can take the bus, there's any number of ways that you don't have to pay for that.
Yeah, that's one thing I wanted to make sure we touched on, and forgive me for taking off my news hat here for a second, but of all the reaction that I saw in regards to this fee seemed to be the fact that was lost, that you don't have to pay this fee.
Right, yeah, and that was why, you know, but the driver's ed fee and this were the were where we centered on these, because these were absolutely elective. And I'm sure there are people that say, well, it's not really elective, my kid has a job or things like that. And you know, we understand that there are going to be exceptions to everything, but this was the logic behind it, was that it's a lot more costly than people understand to maintain that parking lot. And the more cars that are on it, the more often we have to repair it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where if you think of like the roads in Galesburg and Public Works having to keep up with those, among other things, it's much the same thing for a parking lot that gets probably just as much use as any road in town.
Absolutely. It's the exact same thing. So trying to maintain that parking lot, and it's a large parking lot, and you know, that it does take a significant amount of money between salt and restriping and repainting and resealing, and you know, those we have to reseal it every 3 years, or we're doing a bad job of maintaining it, because the asphalt will lose its pliability, and you'll start to have a lot more holes and a lot more cracks and a lot more problems. And so you know, those are the active maintenance of that is really necessary. And as I said before, the more cars that are on it, the more that it needs maintenance.
Pretty decent shape right now then. It was just resealed not long ago.
It was, yeah. It was resealed not that long ago and restriped. So it's in good shape. But we want to make sure that we stay on top of that. And, you know, there's been no final decision on this, as you referenced before. The board will consider this again at the next meeting. And, you know, you talk about it a lot on here when I talk to you and other places. You know, I don't have Facebook, and I guess that's where a lot of this comes from. And so
you don't have Facebook, but you have an iPhone, John.
Yeah, well, I do, but I've seen, you know, I've seen the comments that people have shown me, and
one of them that really just kind of struck me from someone that I would consider as a friend was somebody said, "Oh, well, Dr. Asplund's kids don't even go to the Galesburg School District." Well, what difference does that make?
Well, yeah, and the school fees were you know, we paid last year over $600, so. You know, that's a whole other discussion, and that's a whole other matter that, you know, really has nothing to do with this. That, you know, what we're trying to do is to be thoughtful about what fees people should have to pay and what they shouldn't have to pay. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're trying to be kind to most, you know, 99% of our folks are going to see a drastic reduction in the amount of fees that they pay if they pay fees now. And so we're trying to do right by the parents, and we're trying to do what we can. And we felt like if we had a pool of funds there that we would be able to maintain that parking lot, that, you know, it would be a way that we wouldn't have to access that through property taxes at another time. And you know, really trying to look at it holistically. And maybe we can get by with less money. You know, we were looking at it from a logical standpoint of a dollar a day to park. We didn't think that was outrageous. Obviously, there are those that disagree with us.
Better than parking garages in a lot of other cities.
Sure, sure. And, you know, I think there is, you know, I think there is a lot of space there to be able to try to make some good decisions on how to go forward with that. You know, I guess I was a little surprised, and I thought there'd be a lot more reaction to eliminating all fees from people like, wow, what are you going to do? Now you can't have that money. Are you going to raise our property taxes? I mean, we were prepared to talk about that. And say, no, we're not planning to raise your property taxes because we're eliminating fees and all the sliding scale of people who are no longer paying fees and the percentage of people that do pay them. And that discussion, you know, the parking fee, when you know, we do acknowledge that it's an elective fee, we didn't feel like that was going to generate the response that it did. Obviously, we were wrong. But, you know, I do think part of that, once again, was because of what the headline chose to be. I think the accentuated part of that should have been more about the fact that we're trying to eliminate fees for almost everybody.
What reaction have you received personally since then? You don't get social media. Did you hear a lot of what other people have been saying about the parking fee, or have there been other concerns?
No, people don't call me directly on those things.
Should they?
Yeah, sure. If they want to come in and talk to me about their individual circumstances, certainly.
There you go.
If they want to have an actual discussion about it, I mean, I think that's the important thing. It's really easy to just sit, you know, on your couch and thumb type angry responses to people. But I think it's more appropriate if we want to have constructive discussions about things, you know, that would certainly be welcomed.
In terms of just some other things I'm thinking of not related to the increase of the parking fee, will you be losing parking at all as you have construction work being done to expand the high school?
Yeah, there'll probably be some. You know, there'll be some loss of parking temporarily. And that's for sure going to be down on the what we call the Strip, Silver Streak Boulevard. That mm-hmm. that parking won't be available. You know, there's still plenty of parking on the west side of the building.
All right. So you're looking at the board making a decision on this at the next meeting next month?
Yeah, we need to do that because we need to get registration materials out. So we'll be recommending whatever it is we recommend at the March board meeting.
I guess it's just one of those things from this year to the way teacher assignments and things came out in classes and the course book came out last year. You just can't win for losing, can you?
Well, you know, when you're in an organization with 625 employees and 4,200 students and a community of 35,000 people who pay taxes, there are going to be issues all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always going to be some area of the population that wants to be heard a little bit stronger on certain issues than others. And you know, that's okay. I mean, that's you know, this is the purest form of democracy. People have access to us all the time, and that's a good thing. I mean, I think that really is. You know, I would really truly encourage people if they want to discuss issues, you know, to come to the office, to come to board meetings, to interact with us, because we're happy to sit down and talk about people's individual circumstances and try to make better informed decisions.
I know you don't have social media, but I thought of you the other day when I saw the Facebook video of the superintendent in Quincy reading a bunch of critical tweets of him
about the weather
video when he either closed or not closed school at certain points.
Well, they were from students, so I'm sure it was when he decided not to close school, because you don't get angry tweets from students when you do close school.
My favorite was I guess a tweet that said, now thousands of people are mad at you, and he said, well, there were only 1,900 people in the district.
Yeah, so I mean, it comes with the territory. Yeah. I mean, there have always been upset people, and there have always been people that have been, you know, critical of what's going on in the, whether it's the school district, the city, the county, the state. It's just with social media. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's just how you present your case.
Right. With social media, you can exist in an echo chamber and just respond to things. And I'd prefer to get things done more constructively. And so, as I said, if people want to come in and talk to me or call me on the phone and talk to me about their concerns and really get to their individual issues. As I said, we'll make better decisions if we sit down and have those discussions.
Real quickly, speaking of closing school, it's a good thing you haven't had to do that as much this year as you did this time last year.
Right? Yeah, I think last year at this point, I think we were probably around 10 days out, maybe even more. And so far this year, zero.
Hey, that's not bad.
Right. We've had none. So we've gotten very fortunate this year. When bad weather has hit, it's been on Saturdays. And we've been able to avoid it there. You know, I was out on the roads the last couple of days, and you know, there were some questionable spots, but it never really rose to the point where we even strongly considered it. I mean, this year has been, I guess I want to say it's the karmic wheel has spun back the other way in a positive way for us right now, because last year it seemed like we were out on the roads every day.
Yeah, no kidding. But hey, at least you're not have thousands of people mad at you for that.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Right. But, you know, I'll see if I can find you the superintendent of Quincy's phone number.
Oh, I have Roy's phone number.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
there you
so
go.
I could talk to him. Yeah, no, that was pretty entertaining.
Dr. John Asplund, superintendent of District 205, thanks so much for coming in and clearing some of this up. I know you're not going to make everybody happy, but at least if you didn't hear this conversation and, you know, then try to put an opinion on it, then, you know, that's on you.
Yeah, no, as I said, I really appreciate the opportunity to come in and hopefully clear up anybody's questions about that. And if they still have questions, you know, feel free to reach out and call me and set up a time to meet with me.
Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Kim Komando and sports coming up on this Friday night at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.